Okay, guys, this is the Brown Slave and the Russian Retard podcast. And today we'll be interviewing one of our own members. This is Vanya. Vanya, please say hi.
Yo.
So, Vanya is a is an amazing person. I've worked with him since 2016, and he's been a great friend, and he's a cool guy. So this podcast is just an interview. I'm going to ask a couple of questions to Vanya, and Vanya is going to answer them, and we're going to go from there. All right. So Vanya, how are you doing?
I'm very well. And guys, I beg your pardon in advance for English, because my English is very shit. Sometimes I will have to use translator to answer some questions from CBM. Sometimes I will be and get a lot of Russian bad words, so don't give a fuck about that. Just relax.
Yeah, that's all Vanya for you. So so the first question for you, Vanya, is like, just let our listeners know about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, your age, where you were born, what's your favorite food and all that.
I'm 32. I'm from Russia. I was born in St. Petersburg in the family of the doctors. My parents, not very good parents actually, and I'm not very good son, so it's a lot of problems in the family, a lot of shit. What? So I was born like a hooligan.
All right. So you're a hooligan in the family of doctors.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about that. What's how did you become a hooligan?
I think it's always like this. If the family is bad, if the parents are broke, if they don't give a fuck about their kid.
By broke, you mean financially, or they got separated, like divorced?
I think the second.
Uh-huh, okay.
When I was 7 years old.
All right.
So, when the parents don't give a fuck about the kid can do everything he wants. He have some inner anger. He doesn't understand it, but it is. So he have to somehow throw outside this negative energy. So he start to behave like a bandito. That's all.
All right. So, what? Okay, then. So you didn't answer the question about what's your favorite food.
Yes.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
My favorite food is killing me, because my favorite food is a tasty shit.
Okay.
Sugar.
All right.
In every views.
All right. Hey, so sugar is poison, yeah?
Sugar is drug.
Okay, all right. So guys, sugar is a drug. Stay away from sugar. And Vanya is telling that because, Vanya, what is your profession? What do you have education in?
I am the physical culture magister, so I'm a fitness coach. And right now I'm eating a sweet cakes.
So guys, the irony, a fitness coach eating a sweet cake. Coming from experience, guys, don't eat sugar. Okay, so tell me something about your childhood. How was your childhood, like growing up? Let's say from whenever you can remember, maybe 4 or 5 years old, or 4 or 5 years of age, to, let's say, until you were 20. So how was your childhood?
Actually, I don't remember a lot because mostly my child was bad. Every time something happened with me, some shit every day, and a half of because of me, a half of because bad country. Короче, there was как раз
89, actually, yeah.
I mean, there was a hard times in our country because Soviet Union was broken.
Right.
There were no food, no money, no job, nothing. Only vodka and depression. So my parents only thought about how to create money. I didn't steal them. And I did shit. Some, I don't understand what I did. I just lived. So it was a simple childhood.
All right.
I have no toys. So the simple stick from the street was a sword or gun. What? So I took the stick and fighting with other kids, короче, something like this. I played pirates. I stole shit. I tried to get to the closed areas like the factory, down, or maybe building structures, closed building structures.
Like abandoned buildings and structures, yeah?
Like, yes, yes. Like a bandita option. I tried to do something forbidden every time.
Okay. So, anything you were good at when you were, like, when you were a child, like, what were you good at? Like, you know, sports?
Well, actually, I was very, very good at Mortal Kombat. I remember the time when my father bring me the dandy.
Dandy.
Only when
the
dandy.
Yeah, dandy is the 8-bit controller. Yeah, the 8-bit game, 8-bit game console.
No. When it only appeared, he bought me the dandy. He was a bad father. I didn't see them, so he tried to somehow smooth the tension. So when he came to me, he every time bring something. So that time he bring the dandy with a Mortal Kombat 1. And I was like, oh, holy shit, this is amazing. I couldn't get attention away from this fucking dandy. Later, it was a Sega Mega Drive 16 bits.
All right.
What? So I played every day this fucking Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate. There was no guy in the neighborhood who could beat me in this fucking game. I knew every combinations on every hero. I knew every abuse moments on every hero. Sometimes people wanted to fight with me in real life because I fucked them in the Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate every time.
Okay. So they used to rage on you, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. So anything... Okay, go on.
Nothing else. Only Mortal Kombat. Because I wasn't a sport guy. I wasn't a smart guy.
Okay.
This is only what I can do. Play fucking video games at home. And do some shit on the streets. Actually, I was a bad bandito because every time I did something bad, there was a punishment from the universe. Permanent punishment.
Okay.
I got to the police state. I got beaten by some old people on the street, mm-hmm. from the kids. В общем, пизда.
Okay. So, apart from Mortal Kombat 3, anything that you were really interested in, maybe you did something when you were a child, apart from Mortal Kombat, maybe you sports or some games that you like to play.
I remembered something. When mm-hmm. I was 14, I started to skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first dream. I saw the movie, or I don't remember, or I play the game Tony Hawk Pro Skater. The thing is, when I saw this, I wanted this. I wanted to be the best in this.
Mm.
I don't ever want to be the best Mortal Kombat player. I just played this fucking game because I was nothing to do. But mm-hmm. this, I wanted to become the best. I wanted to become the pro skater. And from 14 till 20, I was skateboarding almost every day. But we have a bad, very bad weather in Russia. So I could, and no skate parks, because we was in the bad times. No money in country, so no skate parks. So I could skating only 4, maybe best times, 5 months per year, from the spring till the autumn, when there is no raining and no cold.
Okay.
So, and yes, I was skating pretty well, but in some part of the growing, maybe after 5 years of skating, I stopped to evolution.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't learn a new tricks. I couldn't skating better. So my dreams was broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to fuck this shit in 17 years old. Because in 17 years old, I got a new dream. And it was music. I got my first guitar from my dad. And I started to play it. And I understood that I want to be like System of a Down, like Limp Bizkit. Because this is my favorite bands until now, System of a Down and Limp Bizkit.
It's cool.
Already 20 years passed, but I'm still loving it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. So what motivated you to start music?
I don't understand. Maybe I just love it. I love the music from 10 years. My first album I was bought, there was Manowar, Hail and Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And from this time when I first opened it in my VHS player, you remember there was like small VHS cassettes.
Yeah.
Before CD, yeah. So I got it, and I pressed the play button, and I heard the first song. I was shocked how it is, how it's cool. I was like, I felt myself cool when I listened to the music.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that I'm a like very great person, that with almost God when I heard the Manowar. So I love the music, but I didn't think about the musical career, or I didn't think about playing instruments until 17. My parents actually told me that when I was 6 years old, very small guy. I asked them to buy me violin. I came to them and says, I want a violin. Buy for me violin. I want to play violin. These motherfuckers told me fuck off.
All right.
Insane. Yeah, insane. But it's doesn't matter already. Fuck them. What? So that was accident. I just found old and shit guitar in house of my dad. I took them and started trying play. Nobody teached me. I just took it and tried to play System of a Down Roulette, the song.
Mm-hmm.
Because that time there was my favorite song. It's pretty easy, just simple guitar, two strings. And I tried to play this, and I learned this maybe a few months. Only this, only one song. I didn't give a fuck about playing guitar. I just wanted to play this fucking song.
Right.
So first of all, I learned the notes. 2 months. After 2 months, I tried to sing upon these notes. And I understood that when I opened my mouth, my fingers stopped listening to me. And that was very complicated, and I spent 2 months more to learn how to play and sing at the same time. And after 4 months, I played this fucking song pretty well in the view of my classmates. But actually, that was very bad. No rhythm, no vocal was very shit. I didn't took right notes. I sang very bad. But there was a key. And this was the start. After this, I start to think about to learn this, to play music. And in 18 years old, I'm with my friends. We create a band.
Right.
Nobody knew the instruments, nobody knew music notes, nothing. No musical education. We just decided, okay, tomorrow we go play rock. One guy took drums, one guy took guitar, second guy took a guitar, and I took a bass because nobody wanted to play the bass. I said, okay, I will be bassist and vocalist at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I was a bassist and vocalist. Our band called The Touch.
Okay.
You can even find 2 recordings of this shit. We have a 2 recorded song, The Touch Live Goes Up and The Touch. Fuck, I forgot the name of the song. The Only One, like in the limit. There was a 2007 already.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit album already released, Results May Vary, with the green cover. You remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
There was a song, The Only One, very good song.
Okay.
And my song, тоже, called The Only One. So I played few years, maybe. Yeah, about a few years we played in this band. We got first year, we just learning how to do this shit. After the first year, we started to play something. We even had a material about 5 songs. We even had a performances in our St. Petersburg clubs.
Mm-hmm.
With a small auditorium, of course, with no success. And there was mostly relaxed shit, not the job. We're just chilling and fun with this. So we're drinking, we're using drugs, and all kind of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to fuck ugly bitches, короче. Unsuccessfully.
Okay, so, all right.
So, after a few years, I understood that this is not what I wanted to do with music. This is not what I wanted to do with my life. So I stopped this project because I was a headliner, frontman of this project. When I lost the motivation, everything start to fade. And my friends, there was my friends, three guys, and all of them was angry on me because of this. Because they thought that we will be a fucking blitz stars. So when I stopped to do everything, they said that I'm a motherfucker, and we stopped to speaking. We broke relationships with them. And after this, I had a depression about a year. I even thought to stop playing music after this. I thought, yeah, in those times, I also went to the musical school for the aged people. I learned about 2 years, and actually very good learned. But when my band was broken, I stopped to go musical school. I thought that I will never play music anymore.
Okay.
In those time, I used the program called Guitar Pro 5 to record every my material.
Right.
And in those moments, I had about 200 projects in my lap. There was no laptop, there was a big computer, Pentium 2, very slow and very stupid. So everything of this I deleted, removed, fuck all. And 1 year I did nothing. I just went to the university, my physical culture university, which one of I got here because of my mom, because of my mom worked in this physical culture university, because I was not able to got in some university I want, because I didn't want, I want nothing in those time. My parents asked me, what do you want, motherfucker? And I told them, I don't know, fuck off. And they asked me, do you want to go to the army? I told, I don't want to go army. And they told me, if you don't want to go army, you have to go to some university, motherfucker, because university cover you from the army. And I told, okay. And my mom told, okay, I have a place in my university. You can go to me, blood. You will be physical culture trainer, you will be in the chocolate. I told, okay. And right now I'm fucking physical culture training, and I'm not in the chocolate, I'm in the shit. I don't have a normal job because right now we have problems with the fitness.
Yeah.
There is too much fitnesses and too much fitness coaches. I remember the time when I came to the gym, and at the gym at the same time was more coaches than clients. This is insane. But it doesn't matter right now. I'm speaking about my story. So 1 year I did nothing.
Okay.
And after this depression, there was no depression actually. I just decided to stop. Like I decided to stop with the skateboarding. I decided to stop with the music.
Okay.
But after about 7 or 8 months, I understood that this fucking music going outside of me, I cannot fight with this. So she trying to somehow to be created from my body. I thought about music every day. I thought about songs I created in my head, and melodies, some hooks, some shit. And I understood that I cannot live without music. I just need it. So after this, I decided to start again. And from this time, I decided to learn beat making, to learn production, to learn sound engineering. And I started to learn. I didn't try to create something. I just wanted to learn. So I spent lots of hours to... I was using... First of all, I was using Fruity Loops.
All right.
Then Propeller Head Reason. Then Cubase 5. I was teaching... No, I was learning, not teaching. I was learning in the one sound engineer. I paid him money.
Okay.
Da хуя money. He teached me. Then I paid money in the internet. Some kind of courses like... online musical school,
mm-hmm.
короче. They gave me information. So I spent a few years to collect all of this information inside me to create something. I tried to making beats, make sound. I got very lot projects with a shit quality, some pieces, some samples, sketches. At the same time,
okay.
I decided to change the style. Before, I played rock with a pop. Rock with a pop, yeah. And those time, I decided to change it on the hip-hop. So I started to recording and creating hip-hop songs. And I tried to make collaboration with different guys from my university, from my friends, and I got few recordings with them.
All right.
I don't even remember how they name it, so if I wanted to find them, I will find them, but right now I will not tell you how they named, because most of them on the Russian. So, fuck this. After all of this, I decided to create my own artist, to be alone, to do something. In this time, there was lucky for me. I somehow went working to the recording studio. I knew the guy who was director of this recording studio, and I went there to record my song,
mm-hmm.
and I saw that the administrator is very bad. He don't want to work, he do shit, everything dirty, and all kind of this shit. So I told him, yo, guy, you can take me on this job, I will do this better. And he took me, and I started to work on the recording studio, and that was very good for me, because I never even touched such expensive and cool things. There was very expensive shit, like, for example, pre-amplifier Shadow Hills.
Oh, that's cool.
Which one we have in Russia only maybe in two studios in whole Russia. So I learned how to work on the studio monitors only there. I learned how to understand the sound. I wrote the books about engineering and all kind of this shit. And I got a lot of solo songs when I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
My project was calling Muse Law. And even now we can find some shit in the vk.com. There was about maybe 10 songs which I made.
Uh-huh, under the label of Muse Law, yeah?
This is not a label, this is a name of an artist. Yeah, Muse
right,
Law.
Okay, right.
Those time I didn't knew about distribution. So those tracks never was distributed. So they are like pirate tracks. And the Shazam will not find it. And I think the Google will not find it. They are only in VK. In somehow they stay there. So I think I have a few hidden fans from those time. Which one save these tracks in their audio files, короче. But all of those songs I don't like because it still was a shit. So my inner critic didn't like it. So maybe this is one of the reason why I didn't release it.
Mm-hmm.
After all of this, it was already 2016, maybe. So 5 years passed. I was meeting you, my friend.
Right.
Yeah. So I already stopped working on the sound recording studio. I created my own studio in my house. So I met you and we met because you wanted to smoke weed. That was very funny, blyazh.
yeah, I remember that.
Friend, I called my friend, вернее, no, he called me.
He called you, yeah.
Man, do you have a weed? And I said, yeah, have a little. And he says, okay, can you give me a chuchuch? And I said, yes, okay. And he came to me with you. I opened the door and see some strange brown guy on the backside.
Yeah.
And he told, I don't know how it happened, blad. This guy is just abused me on the street. Like with the question, blad, do you have a weed? I need weed. And I told him, okay, let's go with me because I'm going for the weed. And he bring you to my house, blad. Просто that was a fate. I think it's something, it's like a universe decided to connect us. Through the weed.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a very good, part of the lyrics for our next song. Universe decided to connect us through the weed.
Yeah, that's good.
The weed. Every time you have a new friends, through the weed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add more senses and finish it with the phrase through the weed. And song will call through the weed. Yo. That's how we're creating songs. That's how we're creating songs from simple idea.
Yo.
Our listeners. Yo. This is a holy truth. So, what's next? Yes, we just smoked up
complete the story. Yeah,
we just smoked out, and you saw that I have a studio, and you told, "Oh shit, man, are you a musician?" I told, "Yeah," and you says, "Okay, we already was a very high." You says, "Let's create a project." And I told, yes, okay, let's create. And this is how the purity of thoughts appeared on the world. We just created, almost in one day, we created a song in a few hours.
Yeah.
Yes, and after this, when we finished the song, we came to the studio, record the vocal, everything was very good. And we decided to create a project. And there was a complicated life because already 2021, so it's 5 years past. These 5 years, we somehow created an album with 13 songs.
Two albums, actually. Yeah.
Yes, it's actually two albums, but we decided to create it in one album. So I mean that in 5 years, we could make more, but we didn't, because there was a lot of shit in our life, a lot of shit in my life, because it's very complicated to move on when you see that nothing's happening. You're trying to do something, but nothing's happening. Nobody wants to hear your music. Nobody knows about you. You don't have money. Your parents fuck your brains, go to the normal job. Your girlfriend fuck your brains, go to the normal job. And you fuck yourself too, because you think, what I'm doing in my life, blять? What should I do? How should I do? I don't understand myself. I don't understand the world. I don't understand what's wrong with me, blять. And upon of this, all of this shit, you need to somehow relax. So you start to using drugs. And I was smoke every day weed. So when you smoke up every day, you are like a vegetable.
Yeah.
You're not able to move. You're not able to think. You're not able to do anything. So that's why we got so less material. I think we will be more productive next years, because right now I concentrated, I stopped using drugs, I got a fucking job, blads, and I got motivation. I don't want to stop. I'm already don't stupid. I'm already not stupid, motherfucker. At least not so stupid like before, because I'm still retard. I'm 32, but I'm just starting my career.
Right.
Lots of famous musicians stopped their career in 32.
Yeah.
Like Kurt Cobain, blять, and all kind of this shit. I am only starting. Пиздец. So this is my story. This is my purpose. And this is my yao.
So guys, let's take a break, and while we are taking a break, please listen to one of our songs by the Brown Slave and the Russian Retard. This song is called "Reasonable Anger." So have some time, listen to the music, and once the song's done, we will be back to our podcast.
Let there be light. Where's the vision of yourself? You gotta see yourself in the future about this. But you don't care anything about this, cause it doesn't depend on you, you fucking bitch. I see this like a nature, but it goes around, but there's another flavor. And you gotta see yourself, who you gonna be in the future, cause you're ruining it like a fucking abucha. Darkness is the light that chose not to shine. They don't care, they don't give a fuck. This is my story, this is my purpose, and this is my anger. This is my anger. This is my anger. This is my anger. Existence things to do, I'm confused. I happen to to you. But the existence of life, plans and future mediocre too. But blind shine, you fight, you lose sight. What the fuck is going on around you, bitch? You gotta lose sight of the things that are changing. I'm gonna die and divine all lies acceptance ending. But shit, this is sublime lives. For what intimate inside, I just realize this is the light I chose not to shine. They don't care, they don't give a fuck. This is my story, this is my purpose. And this is my anger. This is my anger. This is my anger. This is my anger. This is my story, this is my purpose, and this is my anger, this is my story, this is my purpose. Chose not to shine. They don't care, they don't give a fuck. This is my story, this is my purpose. And this is my anger. This is my anger. This is my anger. This is my anger.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, yeah, life didn't deal us good cards. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, and okay, so we know that what your favorite songs are. I mean your favorite artists are. Your favorite artists are Limp Bizkit and System of a Down. But growing up, what kind of music did you listen to?
I listened to a lot of music. When I was young, until 24, I listened mostly the rock, Korn. I very love to listen. Let me remember. I don't want to lie. Просто some artists I listened to. Few songs, and I don't think that if I listen few songs, it means that I listen all of this art, all of this material. I listen very lot of Korn, Prodigy. This is electronic music, but still, I very love the Prodigy, Gorillaz, Disturbed, Чуть-чуть Linkin Park. Because I didn't like Linkin Park, I don't know, few songs. I can't remember. Вообще, actually, I listened дохуя. Everything that was in mainstream those time, I heard, at least. But yeah. I was a fan. I was a very, very big fan of the System of a Down. So my CD player, in those time, there was already no even CD player. There was USB player. My USB player always was with at least two albums of System of a Down. And I just didn't give a fuck. I listened System of a Down every day now. And some few songs from the few artists I told you. Few songs of the Korn, few songs of the Prodigy, some dance shit maybe там, какие-нибудь... In the Dark. You remember the song In the Dark?
Yeah.
Dance in the Dark. Который...
Yeah, Dance in the Dark, yeah. Or was it Dance in the Moonlight? Or was it Dance in the Dark?
No.
What was it?
That was a dance music.
Oh, right.
The hook in the dark. I don't remember, короче, уже. It was дохуя years ago. Ну, mostly I heard просто on repeat a few artists. Вот, but I knew everything about, то есть I heard everything what I could hear in this time.
Okay.
Drum and bass, еще Pirate Station, I remember, был very famous, короче, тогда. Вот. After 40, after 24, I started, because I became hip-hop artist, I started to listen hip-hop, тоже very lot hip-hop. Kanye West, James Brown, или нет, Chris Brown, sorry, James Brown. Chris yeah. Brown, Kanye West, 50 Cent, чуть-чуть Eminem, something like this, короче. I didn't, I wasn't very такой, типа, super hip-hop old-school guy with this fucking Wu-Tang Clan and all kind of this shit, no. Tupac Shakur, fuck all of them. I didn't understand, I didn't like this music. I thought it is too simple. I wanted something fresh, something cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was simple guy, короче. Everything I saw in the trends, everything I saw in the mainstream, if something I liked, I put it in my playlist. Actually, okay. if this question about music you asked me before, no, if I could prepare to this question, I was able to answer properly. I was created a list with everything, but right now I just don't remember. So I told you.
Okay, all right. Well, no problem, no problem. Then, well, we can move on to the next question. So we have 15 more minutes and we have a lot of questions. So, yeah. So the next question is, what were some of your challenges starting music? And did you ever want to quit music? If yes, how many times? And what got you out? What got you out of this feeling?
No, I already told you about this in the first question.
Mm-hmm.
How I was able to quit of this feeling.
Okay.
It's because I cannot to stop doing music. She's inside. She's from goes outside from me every day.
All right.
So, how much time I decided to quit music?
How many times did you decide to quit? Yeah, if yes.
Right now, it's how much years? Уже 15 years from when I started. I think at least 5 times. Even more, maybe.
And what got you out of it? Out of it, out of it, out of it, out of it.
Every time the same. I just understand that I cannot live without it.
Okay. All right. That's good. So music is it's weaved within your soul, yeah?
Yes, in my soul, in my body, in my mind, everywhere.
All right. Okay, cool. So why did you want to create music? What is the reason? I know that it runs in your in your side, in your mind, body, and spirit, but why did you want to create it?
Because this is my human being. I am the creator. I am the creator. I am the creator.
Okay. All right.
So this is why I'm doing it. My ego, of course, can create more explanations of this. But this is explanations of the ego. This is about what I want to get from this. Not why I'm doing it.
Okay.
So I'm doing it because I am the creator. I am the creator. Only about this.
Okay. All right. So let's say if you get one wish, okay, right now, and you can wish for anything, what would that be?
Oh, shit. What would that be? Mm-hmm. Сейчас, I have to translate it in my translator because my English is not very well. First time I translate.
Mm-hmm.
I wish to have a huge impact on the music industry of 20th century. 21st century.
The 21st century. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So if you, okay, if you, what do you want your music to represent to other people?
I wanted, this is the art, an art, the mission, the purpose of the art is to up the human being from the animal nature, up close to the God, close to the universe. So I want music to somehow make people better, not worse. Not like what's happening right now with the music industry. I don't like it because they're trying to down human, close it to the animal.
Okay.
With a simple instinct. Fuck food and power. Fuck food and power. So.
All right. Okay. So how do you think your music can impact this world?
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Right. So, okay. Then that brings me to the question of, what is your vision for the future in terms of music? Meaning, what is the current state of the industry, right, of the music industry? So based on this, what is your vision for the future?
It's a geopolitical question because right now music is controlled by a politician. And I don't mean Putin and some presidents of United States or United Kingdom or something like this. No, I mean the hidden players with more power.
Okay.
Like New World Order.
Okay.
New World Order. And they are using information flows to control and manipulate human nation. And they want, as I told before, they want us to become animals. So they are trying to reduce our consciousness.
Okay.
Our lucid, I mean, they want
us to forget lucidity.
They want us to forget who we are. They want to create consumers from the human nation. Consumers which don't think, don't want anything except to consume.
Oh, makes sense. So your vision would be to clear this confusion and make people realize themselves and make them be who they are, yeah? So that they could resonate with themselves.
Exactly. So I want to New World Order plans will never realized. Или как, am I right?
Yeah. So that the plans of the New World Order are never realized. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's correct.
Yeah. So I'm not alone with this wish. In the musical industry, I know some artists who think the same, who trying to do something. And lots of them are already dead, but it doesn't matter because we trying to change the world. And I think that we have to do this, because if we will not, the humanity will destroy itself. This is the purpose of the New World Order. They want us to be self-destroyed.
Definitely.
So, I think that we will win in this fight, because I think the good always win the evil. So, we just need to relax and do our job.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. So at the end of the day, goodness trumps evil, guys. That's what Vanya is saying. All right. So then that brings us to our last question. Why do you think people should listen to your music?
I think because it's very good music, and because this is not only very good music, but it have something more than good music inside.
And what exactly is that?
I think that everyone have to find it by himself and understand it by himself, because there is a lot of under senses. It's like
by under senses you mean deep meaning?
I mean it's like puff pie of meanings.
Ah, okay. So is there anything else you want to say or add?
I want to thank everybody to hear this strange story. And I want to thank everybody who are supporting us. And I want to wish luck for us, man, because we need this fucking luck in the future. And we need a protection from the universe, because we are the universe slaves. We are not the universe masters.
Definitely. Okay, so that was Vanya, guys. Vanya of the Brown Slave and Russian Retard. So that was our 60 minutes. And thank you for listening till the end. And you can check in the description for a link to our Instagram, and our email. If you want to get to us, so talk to us, maybe reach out to us, always DM. You can always DM or send us an email. So we always like interacting with our listeners, our fans, and people who just enjoy good music. We want to get to know you. And if you're a musician and you're also a fellow creator, a fellow musician, please reach out to us. We would love to have you on our podcast next, and we would like to get to know your story, and we would like to tell your story to the world. So yeah, guys, that's it. Thank you one more time, and stay safe and have a good life.